This is the MPN East podcast. My name is Brian Johnson, and I am in Orlando, Florida, and we are on a three-way conference call with Abby Fichtner, who's in New Hampshire. And we also have John McClellan. John, say something so that your camera pops up on me. I think we lost John.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you were supposed to say something. Okay, good.
So what happened was it got choppy there for a minute, and I didn't hear anything.
Ah, I see. Okay, so this is John McClellan in Pittsburgh, in the Berg.
Yep, that's right.
And you
Pittsburgh,
are
Pennsylvania.
You are right next to the stadium there.
Yep, PNC Ballpark.
Yep.
Absolutely, and right. Same, right down the road from Heinz Field and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's just too cool. We'll have to talk about that in a minute, because if I was you, I would be at lunch every single day at one of those parks watching something.
We always got something going on here with the Penguins last night, triple overtime. Unfortunately, they lost to take the series in the Stanley Cup playoff. But hey, what can you do?
Oh yeah. And then Abby, you're up in New Hampshire, so tell us about that.
I am up in New Hampshire on a peninsula into Lake Winnipesaukee, which is the biggest lake in New Hampshire, just below the White Mountains. It is beautiful.
And you guys get internet up there. That's cool.
We do, and we're really fortunate because people like just a block away from us, they have to do dial-up.
Oh, man. So that's really something. So anyway, one of the things, what I wanted to do today, I wanted to kind of go through what we're going to talk about. This podcast is from the Microsoft Partner Network, the East Region U.S. Partner Team. And so what it is we deal with Microsoft partners, we deal with startups, we deal with web startups and things like that. And so what we decided to do is we decided that we started a blog a while ago, and let me flip open our blog page. And we are using our blog to talk to customers, talk to people about the partner programs and about BizSpark and WebsiteSpark and things like that. What we thought would be kind of cool to do is to be able to do a webcast. And we thought a video webcast would be really kind of fun. And so that's kind of why we're here. So actually today, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Abby. She's new to Microsoft. She's just 3-4 weeks in. So that's going to be kind of fun to talk to her about, you know, how her first weeks are going and what she kind of wants to do at Microsoft and things like that. The Visual Studio launch was actually last week, but there's launch events going on all over the country, and we want to talk about those today. We also want to talk about a program called At Home with Windows Azure, and that's something that John's running, that should be really interesting. Office 2010 actually released. It's available on MSDN, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Imagine Cup is coming up in Washington, D.C., and we have a bunch of other stuff to talk about, including, you know, some of the stuff we've posted to our blog. So jumping straight in to Abby. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So, Abby, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you ended up coming to Microsoft.
Sure. So I am a developer. Might know me as the Hacker Chick because I have got the Hacker Chick blog. I am extremely passionate about how we can develop better software, so much so that I started this blog on it. And it's kind of a cool thing because it was just something that I was doing in my spare time and for fun because I love it, and now it's gotten me a job.
Oh, that's awesome. So give us a little bit about your background. What is your background?
So I've been developing software professionally for 15 years. Technically, I started about the age of 8. We had an Atari 800 because I grew up in a family of geeks. And I used to type in the code from the Atari magazines in assembly language to create our games instead of just having a regular Atari game machine. But then when I actually started working, I started in startups, which were awesome because you're just always on the leading edge and it's always something new and a lot of energy and passion. Around 2000 or so, I was this kind of cowboy coder, just let me code and I'm happy. And the VP of engineering from my company came up to me and said, okay, we have VC money, we have to stop hacking. So we have to actually figure out how to implement some development practices and processes, and that was like a really bad word. And she picked me to lead it because I was the one who was most violently opposed to this sort of thing. And I guess it was kind of a trick because I got really hooked on it and got really excited about how we can develop software better. And that's sort of what I've been doing for the last, 7 years or so, is going into companies and helping teams get better at developing software.
Oh, that's fantastic. So now you're in here as a developer evangelist for startups. I know you like that title. I like it too because I always call myself a startup evangelist just because I go in and talk, you know, business a lot with people and stuff. But I mean, you really like to talk the nuts and bolts of solutions and things like that and the products that they're working on. So I think this is going to be really fun for you. So you're going to be in the Boston area as often as you can. Is that correct?
Absolutely. There is the most awesome community here in Boston of technology and software, and already very involved in the software community, very excited about getting involved in the startup community as well.
All right, that's great. So it's really been great to have you on the team. In the 4 weeks that you've been here, you and I have done quite a bit of work together. It's worked out really well, I think. And in talking to the startups and kind of, you know, talking strategy and all that kind of thing. So I welcome to Microsoft, and I think you're in for quite a ride. So
Brian, you. Very happy to be here.
So yeah. Hey, Brian, do I get Abby to cover the Pittsburgh market, or is it you? Who's it gonna be?
Well, I think she's got to go to Pittsburgh and do things too. So, you know, but you have to bribe her with the baseball tickets and stuff. So
well, you know, we got a great startup community. The baseball tickets may not be too good of a bribe. I think you know, the 18 straight losing seasons. I think it's 18 now.
Oh, is it?
A little rough, but yeah. But Abby, it's we got a great vibrant community down here in Pittsburgh as well, with all the universities in the area and. Lots of students graduating from the likes of CMU and the University of Pittsburgh and Duquesne University and on and on. So lots of opportunity for you to come down here and talk to them.
Yeah,
awesome.
I think that's great too. I mean, Alpha Lab is there. We've been over to Alpha Lab. That's just really that's a cool incubator over there with you know, some really funky stuff going on. These guys are great community members and things like that. So yeah, definitely looking forward to you know, Pittsburgh stuff, Boston stuff, New York stuff. You're going to be in New York, things like that. So
Philadelphia. We'll get her all over there.
Yep. This will be fun. So, and then we have to get everybody down to Orlando, yeah.
So before we stop, can I do a quick plug for my blog?
Sure.
So so I've got the Hacker Chick blog, if you're interested in how we can develop better software. And I don't know if you want to show it up on the screen.
It's showing.
You're all ahead of me. So yep. It's unconventional wisdom on how we can develop extraordinary software. And check it out. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, and
what's the URL again?
TheHackerChickBlog.com.
TheHackerChickBlog.com.
Yeah, so that's cool. That'll be great. Yeah, no, this is really awesome. I love the this is a redesign you did, right?
Yeah, I just went through, and I thought, okay, I'm going to be working with a bunch of web designers, too, so let me do a nice new design for it.
Yeah. No, this looks great. Yeah. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing more. Right. Looking forward to seeing more from you and what's in your blog and stuff kind of going forward in the future. I think that's great. So let me skip up to our next topic really quick. Visual Studio 2010 launched. It actually launched in Vegas at VS Live, and was that VS Live? That's right. And now we have these kind of mini events kind of going all over the U.S. And I was actually in Orlando for one of these events yesterday.
We have a lot. Yeah, you went to one yesterday, but we have a lot coming up throughout the region here in the East, and actually
right.
Across the whole U.S.
Yeah, so this is really great. Right in front of me now, I have the kind of list of upcoming events, the list of upcoming events around Visual Studio launch, and let me see if I can make
next
this
show
up on the screen.
I'm gonna be there.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get this to show this on the screen a little bit better. Yeah, so we have Chicago is coming up the 29th, Boston is coming up the 29th, 13th of May in New York, Brooklyn, Arlington, Costa Mesa in California, is that right? Dallas, Houston, Atlanta. So I'll put the URL in the show notes. But for now, the URL is microsoft.com/2010events/devevents.aspx. But I think 2010 events will probably get you there. That's probably all you need. /business/2010events.
We're going to put all the key URLs that we talk about always in our notes, so people will always be able to go to the notes of the session posted on Channel 9 and should get most of these URLs right there.
Yeah, no doubt. And let me tell you a little bit about what happened yesterday when I was in the Orlando event. They had room for 380 people at this thing, and they had about 430 or 440 show up. So they had fully registered everyone for the event. And then they had a whole bunch of people just showed up in addition to those people who had registered. And so Joe Healy runs this in Florida, of course. You know, Joe, I don't know if you know this, Joe sort of owns Florida for Microsoft, right? And he was completely delighted. So I have some video of Joe kind of talking about the event and what was going on yesterday and some other interviews, and I'll post that to Channel 9 too when I get a chance. But this is something that it's an all-day event. Most of these are all-day events. We also have some smaller flex events that are we'll post a URL to that too if you can't make it to the larger events. But these are kind of an all-day celebration of the Visual Studio launch. It's kind of the launch we've all been looking for, you know, for a long time. As far as that goes, and I think people are really, really pretty excited about it. And Abby, you were kind of saying you're excited as a from the standpoint of the way you discuss architecture and things like that, the features that are built into.
I am so excited about all the new features in Visual Studio 2010 around Agile. So I'm really looking forward to learning more about them. Things like how developers and testers can work more closely together in test-driven development and continuous integration, all good stuff.
Yeah, well, that's great. So, yeah, so we had that
so Brian,
coming up. And go ahead. What?
Did the event live up to the hype? All the people showing up? Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I didn't catch too many sessions. I just caught a couple of them, but yeah, they were awesome, and people seemed really excited and really happy. There are quite a few partner booths at these events also, and they all seem to be hopping. So everybody at the event seemed pretty happy with kind of what was going on and how it was received and presented. So I think this is going to be one of those really fun launches for Microsoft and for the customers, of course. So I think this is.
So we do want people though to register. We prefer registrations versus walk-ins. Yeah. Although the walk-ins are nice, it helps with a lot of the logistical stuff at these events. So we still encourage everybody to go out there and register, so they make sure that if there's food or drink or whatever they're doing at the events, that we have an accurate head count. So
yeah,
be sure to register. Try not to walk up.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a great place for networking, too. Great place to find people who are into the same kind of interests as you. You can meet with a lot of Microsoft people. We had all the evangelism, or a lot of the evangelism guys were there yesterday. So it's just a kind of great opportunity to celebrate a product that we all kind of love. I mean, I've been using Visual Studio in whatever form since probably, 96 or something, since Visual C++ 1.0 came out. Well, that would have been 94, but and I've written a couple of books on it and things like that. So it was pretty gratifying to see this thing, this platform continue to grow and people to be, that excited about it and that kind of thing. So looking forward to see how that goes in the future. I wanted to skip up to the next topic, though, so we don't run too far out of time. Windows Azure at Home. Tell me about that, John.
So this is a program that we just launched, actually just this past week. It's a series of 9 events that are going to help folks, and it's a series. When I say series of 9 events, it means we're offering it 9 different times. And so it's really designed to help people basically experience the full life cycle of developing their first Azure application. Now, there are a number of apps that are out there today, the to-do application that's out on msdev.com. So we do have the to-do application. You can find it out there on MSDN. We also have it, the traditional Hello World application in 37 minutes, I think is how it was titled at one point in time. So there are example applications, but the difference is that what we have on the SaaS applications. First of all, we make no assumptions. You come in, we establish for you very, very quickly as a part of a two-hour hands-on online workshop. So it is online. It's not an in-person event. This is kind of a new approach for us, a little bit of a departure from the traditional hand-holding workshop that is, comfortable for many people. But what we're going to do is that in the course of 2 hours, we're going to, for those that are completely new to Azure, we're going to provide you a base-level foundation of what is Azure, what are the key component pieces that you'll be working with. We'll provide you a conceptual overview of the application, a little bit more of that in a minute here. We'll then actually take you through the process of walking through the lab tutorial, getting that application up and running, deploying the application. That's the critical thing here. We really want people to experience it deployed, because really Windows Azure for developers is a staging deployment environment. You actually do all the development localized on your machine, and then the proof in the pudding is you hit the button, you do the deploy to the cloud, and you actually get to see your application up there working in the cloud on the Microsoft Windows Azure Services platform. So that's the ultimate goal, but then we're going to take it one step further, and that next step further that we're going to take it is actually walk you through some of the diagnostics of the application so that you can monitor the health of the app. And it's our hope that in the course of this workshop, that people will actually get a real good taste for it. I've had a lot of people come back and say, geez, I just want a little bit of a playground. I'm going to get out there. I'm a little bit concerned about laying down my credit card and all those things. And that's absolutely to be well understood. People are used to trial edition software. Give me that 30-day trial. Let me check it out. Let me see it first. And so it's our hope to basically give you that experience through this workshop. Every student that attends the workshop, and here's the great thing about it, will get an Azure account, okay? It's a unique user account for each of the users to actually work with Azure for no less than a period of 2 weeks. Free of charge, full access. I think that's a great benefit. There is some discussion about getting access accounts a little bit longer, but I can tell you right now, those who register for this event will get a full access account. No charge, no credit card, no nothing. You basically, here's your user ID, here's your password, you're in, boom, you're in Azure, you can start deploying applications right away. So this will give everybody a really great opportunity to experience Azure soup to nuts. Now, the cool thing about this, I'm working on this project with Jim O'Neill and Brian Hitney, who are both developer evangelists in the East region on our team. Great guys, and when we started talking about what's this app going to look like, it was kind of interesting. Brian was aware of a project at Stanford called the Folding Project, and I think they call it Folding at Home. And so it was kind of interesting play on words there for our application. But what folding is most people are familiar with or heard of that are in the developer world about this whole concept of unique cycles that are being unused, CPU cycles being unused. And what the Stanford folding application does is that for those who build applications around it, it will say, hey, listen, if you're not going to be using those CPUs, I'm going to go ahead and use them for you if you don't mind. And so our Azure application, what's unique about this is it taps into the Stanford project. And so once you deploy your application, the Stanford folding application, which will borrow CPU time off of our Azure cloud, so it's almost like a charity give back. Where what this folding application does is basically it has it offloads works for genetics research, crunching numbers, looking at unraveling the mysteries of DNA and so forth. So it's really to give back to the community research organizations focused on improving the health of people by doing deep, in-depth analysis of various things related to serious illness that require super use of computing power. So everybody that registers for this application gets the free account, gets a sample application that they'll deploy. If they leave that application up and running, the Stanford app will go ahead and use those cycles in the background. They disable the application, that's fine as well. But we thought it was kind of a cool tie-in to a real-world solution. So we like to say that this isn't your traditional Hello World app. This is a real-world app, okay? And we'll give people the opportunity to see from the beginning to the end of how it works. Our first event is next Wednesday, April 28th. Folks that are interested in seeing this application or learning more about it can go to, Brian, you have the URL up there. I think it's distributed.
cloudapp.net.
Yep, distributed.cloudapp.net. So that's where you can go out and find the application right now and what we're doing with it. And on the key homepage there, you'll see all the registration links. Of course, I've got it blogged already. I'm talking it up. But we'll have 9 events. Pick a time. Pick a date that works for you. We hope that you can join us. Get your free Azure account. Play with Azure for no less than 2 weeks on our dime. Have a good time with it. Stress it out. Take it for a test run. But we hope you can join us.
Oh, that's fantastic. So tell me, what level of developer is the target for this? I mean, is this for anybody who's interested in learning
Absolutely.
About Azure?
You know, we have the fundamental assumption that you're going to, you know, come, and we have some prerequisites listed there. There's 2 prerequisites. One is that you're running Visual Studio 2008 or Visual Studio 2010. And if you're running either of those, you know, we're going to assume that you have some base level understanding of how to build a solution or build an application. But nothing super sophisticated, because we'll have all the moving pieces of this application laid out for you. It's not, you know, I don't want to scare anybody away. It's not a super sophisticated application. It's an application that's right for the project that we're trying to get done within 2 hours. But it's, you know, you got to have Visual Studio 2008, Visual Studio 2010. Either of those will work. And then you download the Azure resource kit, I believe it is. We also have a link to that out on the website. Outside of that, at any point along the process, if you get lost, we have the full complete solution that'll be made available to you, all the code, all the moving parts, and you simply you can pick up at any point during the lab if you fall behind. If you get to the end and you say, well, my app's not working the way I want it to, we hope it will be. We hope that we're going to be very clear on that. You can actually just go right to the deploy package and do the deploy along with us, so we'll have all that available to you. So, you know, it's for anybody, any audience, any segment, any level of developer. Just bring your Visual Studio 2008, 2010, and come to the table ready to build your first app.
Okay, fantastic. Let me just read off those dates really quick. April 28th, May 4th, May 12th, May 19th, Tuesdays and Wednesdays for the next what is it?
9 weeks.
9 weeks.
9 weeks.
So yeah, pick one of those times and make some time. Some of them are evening times, and some of them are day times. So
yeah, we have 11 to 1, we have 4 to 6, and I think 7 to 9 at night.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to fit people's schedules. We want people to come and
yeah.
really experience it.
This is, from my discussions with you know, startups and people looking to get into Azure development, this seems like a fantastic opportunity to give this technology a try and to get somebody to help you walk through the process of, you know, first building the application, then deploying that application, and just seeing what that whole end-to-end experience is like. Because sometimes I think it kind of breaks down when you don't have all the pieces.
We want to demystify it. We want to take away sort of that fear factors that's associated with the people here. Oh, my gosh, you know, there's Windows Azure and there's SQL Azure and so forth. We want to sort of demystify those pieces. We want to show you how they all work together from your localized development up to the cloud. We take advantage of exploring web roles, the worker role, local Azure storage, table storage. So we play around with those pieces, and we get them up there and show you how to get them up and running. So we hope that they'll take it away. They'll run to user groups and build their own apps, you know, in front of their user group communities. We hope that that we can help facilitate some of their learning this way.
Okay, great. Well, we're looking forward to that, and we'll definitely, when we do the next podcast, we'll talk about how that's going and what's going on with the students in the class and what kind of stuff we're seeing from the as a result. So thanks
looking
a lot,
forward.
John. Appreciate
sure.
it.
Sure.
So the other things, we just wanted to mention a couple things today in addition to what we've talked about so far. One of the things that we wanted to talk about was the Imagine Cup Finals. Is going on in Washington, D.C., and that's at the end of this month. We do have a blog post that links to an event that you can go to, so you can see some of the presentations from some of the student teams in the event. And so we'll definitely have that linked in the show notes and that kind of thing also. But the Imagine Cup is this really cool kind of worldwide competition between students. And basically the kids, I call them kids, but they're mostly adults, they build some really interesting and awesome, you know, software, and we get to see what that's all about. So I just wanted to call that one out and mention it. Go ahead, Abby.
I was just going to say, and isn't all the software, like, trying to solve problems of, like, the UN goals, things like hunger and poverty and environmental issues?
Yeah, that really this year I think that's the theme. So there's and there's these kind of go on all over the world. And so then the teams that win in the U.S., as I understand it, or in whatever country, and it's in every country, basically they all get sent to the worldwide finals, which this year I believe is it in Poland? Last year it was in Egypt.
Yeah.
So, yep. And so this is just a great program. I think a lot of people who are outside the academic space don't know that much about it. And so I think it's worth taking a look at. And the URL for the site is it's imaginecup.us for the U.S. For the U.S. event. And like I said, we have a link to the event from our MPN East blog site, and we'll call that out also. So if people want to go and show up in person, they can do that there. One of the other things that we wanted to mention was that Office 2010 released this week, which is pretty cool. You've been using 2010?
Yeah.
Geez, I've been using 2010 for, I'm going to say maybe the release candidate level. So to me, it's like when it came out, I was like, it was almost a non-event for me because I feel like I've been using it for so long. I'm so ingrained in its use.
Yeah, so I've been going like every day for the last week or so. I've been going to my MSDN account to see if it's up there yet, and it's there, so I can put that on my dev box for testing purposes.
So that's a great point that you mentioned, Brian, because you said that Office 2010 is up there as well as Visual Studio 2010 is up
right,
there.
Right, Visual Studio 2010 is definitely available. And then if you're a Website Spark member, it's a little bit different, but Visual Studio 2010 Professional is available for Website Spark members at this point too. So basically, if people don't know, Website Spark is our program for web startups and web designers. And there's a specific set of tools that web designers and developers can get for free. And those tools include Visual Studio 2008 and 2010 Professional Edition, and Expression Studio and Expression Web, and in addition to server software that they can use to build their software applications and stuff. So just on a side note, that's at microsoft.com/websitespark. You can always drop me a note if you're looking to get into that program, brianjoe@microsoft.com. The other piece of this thing, you were going to mention, you were at Code Camp Pittsburgh this weekend, right, John?
Yeah, I did. It was one of the biggest ones that we've ever had in Pittsburgh. We're real excited to see that it's grown quite nicely, you know, for a small market like Pittsburgh itself. And we had about 250 people show up for it. We had, I think, 26 different speakers. We had some nice sponsorship there, great lunch. Always the big burritos are always a big hit. But I did also take the opportunity to talk about Website Spark, and that was a lot of interest to a lot of folks out there. I did have an opportunity to do a Website Spark presentation. Technologiesandfriends.com interviewed me, a little video cast, podcast event that talked about the various Spark programs, BizSpark, Website Spark, and DreamSpark. So it was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Look forward to doing it for folks who have never taken advantage of a Code Camp event. Code Camps are a wonderful experience. It's not just purely a Microsoft event. You see people from all walks of life.
They're really not Microsoft events at all. They're community events. They're run by the community, and they're organized by the community. So they're a blast.
A lot of times they're not even product-centric to Microsoft. Yeah. I mean, you got people who just want to come together, network, and talk. We're very active in them, the Evangelism team. But you're absolutely right. It's a community-driven event, and so it's a good time.
Yeah. I was at the Orlando event a few weeks ago. And we actually did some live sessions on live meeting, and that was just so much fun to do that and to meet. We had 500 people show up at the Orlando Code Camp.
The Code Camp down in Florida are really huge, popular.
We have probably I think five big ones that I know of. So yeah, that's really something. So that's great. And then we'll look forward to seeing your interview and things like that, going forward. The final thing we wanted to kind of talk about today, since we're sort of running a little short of time. We wanted to keep these to a reasonable length. We wanted to talk about our blog. And our blog is our MPN East, the Microsoft Partner Network East Region team blog. Basically, we use this to post information to people who are interested in our Microsoft Partner Network program and to just the kinds of activities that we do. Startup is in this kind of category. Our website Spark program is kind of in this category. And John, what is the audience that you deal with specifically?
So when I think of it, and this is what I'm excited about with you and Abby and myself now contributing to the site, and the site was just launched a couple of months ago, and Abby just joined us just a couple of weeks ago. Feels like it's already been at least a month, Abby. But between the three of us, we're really going to really set out to try to communicate a lot of the event activity, a lot of the key messaging that happens up and down the East Coast. That's related to our specific region of our business. But more importantly, we're going to look at things that are relevant and of interest to developers who either work for startups, small web professional shops, the web designer shops that Brian has mentioned. But in my segment of the world where I'm looking at, we're looking at the custom development partner community. And this is generally people that are not an ISV, an independent software vendor, and they're generally not associated with a large corporation or a small corporation that we sometimes classify as MIS by our coding standards. So this is really for everybody else, anybody who's not an ISV and anybody who's not affiliated with an MIS organization will probably find our site to be of interest to them. That's how I like to think of it. But you know what? I go on the ISV side all the time, and I see what they're talking about. I find that we'll be an added value to content that you're going to see elsewhere. We're going to bring a unique perspective because we're going to scrub it for the East Region specific activities and events and news.
Yeah, and so the other thing I want to mention, we have a Facebook page that's associated. So when we post stuff to the blog, we post to Facebook. That also goes to our Twitter stream. So the Twitter stream is MPN East. The Facebook is MPN East. Those are pretty simple to remember. You can get it from the MPN East blog. I wanted to call out a couple of the blog posts really quickly that I thought were really interesting. The first one, the latest post we have is on the At Home with Windows Azure program that you just went through.
That's right, yep.
And so that has all the details about the program, and it has the registration links and everything. So I think this is great, and it has pictures of you guys, which is cool. The second thing I wanted to call out was you have some Visual Studio 2010 partner training, which is pretty cool. It's on our partner portal. Tell us, what is the partner portal?
So the partner portal, anybody who's a member of the Microsoft Partner Organization, which we have now rebranded the MPN Network or the MPN Partner Program, Microsoft Partner Network Program, these are for folks, it spans a very wide spectrum. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of partners worldwide who account for about 98% of Microsoft's revenue stream. They're so obviously a huge ecosystem. But how I look at it and how I sum it up is that the Microsoft Partner Network is to be a value add to people who are investing some portion of their business in making a total investment in Microsoft as a way to build a business around our products and technology. We have people that are what we refer to as registered partners, people that are considered certified partners and people who are considered gold partners. And that certification level is usually consistent with achieving certain milestones or goals as a commitment to the program. I tell everybody and anybody that is starting a business, if they're a startup, if they're a small web professional company, register, become a Microsoft registered partner. It takes 15 minutes and costs you nothing. It gives you information and insight on that is tailored to the partner community. It provides information on some unique training offerings that's available to them, key announcements, key activities that are dedicated solely to the partner community. So I always encourage people that to go out and register as a partner. I'm a registered partner. I'm a registered partner just to keep in touch with what we're telling our partners. So it's a great place to go, and people who embrace it find tremendous value in it as they grow their business and grow their experience with Microsoft and develop key and important relationships that they mature up to that gold level standard and eventually even become what we refer to as a managed partner, one who has a dedicated resource who works with them day in and day out.
It's really, to me, an interesting program. The connections that you can make through this program are so tight. They end up being so important to your business. They end up driving, you know, incremental revenue. They end up driving all kinds of opportunities and things like that. So Microsoft Partner Network, definitely something you want to look at if you're not already in the program. The final thing, the very final thing we wanted to talk about, this leads perfectly into what it was that I just wanted to mention, was we have a Microsoft Partner Network Worldwide Partner Conference is coming up in
July 11th through the 15th.
Yep, and I have the page up in front of us right now. And let me see if
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. In Washington, D.C. And now what's really great about the Worldwide Partner Conference, last year we did it in New Orleans, and we had, nearly 10,000 partners at this thing?
Well, it was quite a bit. Yeah.
I mean, and so...
And a down economy to boot.
Yeah, and what it is it is just the best networking event I've ever seen in my life. So, I mean, literally, I mean, people were... It's like bring 1,000 business cards, you know, if you know what's good for you, because you're gonna end up giving away most of your business cards at these events. It's just a fantastic time to talk to other partners and to start to work together, because as the partners work together with Microsoft, you know, they make even more money on their products and they get even more business. So I just think this is it's a great opportunity to talk to us, John and I, and Abby will all be there in July, and so this is an event that you don't want to miss if you're a Microsoft partner and you're interested in basically, you know, building your business as a Microsoft partner. So the
website for that is digitalwpc.com?
Yes, it is. And we'll put that in the show notes also. But that's about all the time we have for today. We kind of are hitting, I think, my half-hour mark. And I want to thank you for being on today, and I want to thank everybody for listening and watching the show. Abby, welcome to Microsoft.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
All right, and we're looking forward to seeing more of you in the future. And John, looking forward to your Azure at Home events. Can't wait for those to start.
Like I like to say all the time, if we don't see you in person, we'll see you online.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
And we are live. Oh, wait a second. Hang on. All kinds of stuff going on with me today.